अज्ञानकिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायन कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरं जड्दञ्जागुडरोचसं विदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया। वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि दशत्ता तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ ओबेसियंस एंड लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदा भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे द बर्थडे ऑफ दिस अपेरेंस डे ऑफ श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। Oh, you can imagine how fortunate he was that he took birth on the next day of Krishna Janma. Nandotsav. And his father kept his name Abhay Charan. What is Abhay Charan? Krishna is Abhay. And Krishna, the servant of that Krishna, Abhayachara. From boy, so many special things were seen in him. He used to play with Mridanga Kartal and the deities of Radha and Krishna Mahaprabhu from beginning. And from beginning, he was very, very intelligent, short memory. And he was given in the missionary school where English standard was there. And after some time, he became very expert. Then, after some time, his father's friend called him in Bengal Chemical, and he was appointed as manager. At that time, one day he heard the reputation of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and then he one day came in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In first glance, he was so much attracted to Srila Prabhupada. And also Prabhupada saw he is very learned in English. He can give articles in my harmonist, and also he can preach in Western countries, especially America, England and other. So he told that you should give articles. In harmonist, and then he began. Then he was given Diksha. And then his name was also Bhakti Abhay Charnar Bindu. After some time, he became bosom friend of my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Krishna did not like that he should be manager of Bengal Chemical. So he resigned and he wanted to start his own medical factory or and then he started his own factory medical. But what man proposes, God disposes. God never wanted that he should be like this. He should be entangled in worldly things. So very soon he fell. Then he came to Allahabad and he took a very big medical saw, very big, where our Prime Minister, first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru and his daughter Indira Gandhi, they all used to come there for medical medicines. And then after some time, again he felt. Then he began to make his own medicines and representative himself. And thus he used to go to shop to distribute his medicines. At that time he became penniless. His wife kicked up. And sons also, never like his elder son. But anyhow, younger, sabse chota?
Vrindavan Dev.
Sabse chota?
Younger son.
He was always faithful to him. And he used to love him. Then, penniless, he came to Mathura. And he was living in a hotel. One day I was going to Vishram Ghat to take bath, and the way I saw him, "Oh Prabhu, why you are here? What doing? Where you are staying?" "Oh, I am staying in hotel." "In hotel? Where?" Then I told Kunj Bihari Prabhu that go and take his all luggages and take him in our Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And there he came, I gave a separate room in front of me, by side of me. And now he was with us. I told that, "Prabhu, we are not to come to distribute medicines. Your wife kicked you. Your sons like this. Now you should take sannyas. Don't delay. You are very, very qualified. You can preach in Western countries and everywhere in India." At that time he told, "I remember that when I was in Calcutta and took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, I read in Bhagavat that yasya yada anugranami harishe tad dhanam sanai. Those who are doing bhajan, interested in bhajan, I take his all wealth and everything and I make a strict beggar them. So I began to fear. What should I do? Should I do bhajan or what should I do? Anyway, I'll continue. And after that I saw my Bengal chemical fell, my factory fell, my shop fell, my everything fell, and I am now penniless. But he was not wishing to take sannyas. Anyhow, after some day our Gurudev came in Mathura. I requested him that, oh, your bosom friend is Abhacharanath Prabhu. You should request that he should take sannyas. He is very qualified. He used to write book at that time and he published first 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavat there in our Gaudiya Math. He went to Delhi and he published. In the night he used to write books, translating other books, and a paper. What paper was?
Back to Godhead.
Back to Godhead. He used to write. Then Gurudev came and he told, why you are delaying? You should take sannyas. Then there was a Sanatan Prabhu, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was old of 92 years. He told that if Abhacharanath Prabhu will take sannyas, I must take sannyas. And he inspired him. Then he became ready. And on the day of Vishwarup Khaur, he took sannyas in Mathura. And I make ready his danda and bahirbash, uttariya and everything. I taught him how to wear cloth and how to do all these things. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was there. And he was doing kirtan. And Ormatvasi, Sesai and others were there. After that, after taking sannyas, he went to Agra and from there, with some brahmachari, he went to
Jhansi.
He went. And he wanted to establish a temple, preaching center, and he brought Sriman Mahaprabhu deity from Navadvip or anywhere. Very beautiful. But anyhow, he could not do. He called our Guru Maharaj and we, about 20 devotees, brahmachari, went there. And we also tried that he should have a center, but he could not. Then, if he had taken making his preaching center, it may be that he would have not gone to Western countries. So God disposes that. And after some time, he returned back with his deity and kept in Mathura, and we established there.
Still Mahaprabhu is there.
Yeah. Still Mahaprabhu. After that he went to Vrindavan in the place of Samadhi of and Bhajana Sthali of Rupa Goswami. And for so many days he was there and writing, translating books. So many authorized books he translated. After some time, by the grace of Srila Radha Damodar and Srila Rupa Goswami, he went to Delhi and from Delhi, Bombay. Scindia navigation. He went to America and at that time I was with him and surveying him. He told that, I have so many books worn down and full of dust. Please make a bundle and send it to Calcutta, and from there that books will go with me. Then day and night for so many days alone doing, dust came in my nose and heart. I became sick. Anyhow, I make bundles and sent it to Calcutta. After that he went by that boat. for me that you should come by aeroplane. I am going by boat. So he went, and the way he became so sick that he had no hope to be
alive.
Present life in. But anyhow, he was escaped, and he wrote a poem there. And after that, anyhow, he went to America, New Jersey first place.
Boston.
He went,
Boston.
And from New Jersey he went to
Pennsylvania.
New York. And he, in a park, I don't remember the name.
Park.
He began to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. Nothing, only Kartar. And eyes closing. Oh, there are so many hippies coming there. And they saw a sannyasi is in a very what mood?
Absorbing mood.
And he is singing. What he is singing, they did never know. But began to dance with on sings, on his song. And after that, they used to give him
wine.
Some cigarette, wine, and other things. Because these were their very priya vastu. After that, what became? Hearing his song, and especially Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda and Maha Mantra, they were very much attached. And all hippies, they are coming, more coming, and they become hip, from hippie to happy. Shyam Rani is here. See, one of the hippie. And also,
Vrindavan
Vilasini. Oh, very beautiful teenager. Guns. And after so many came. Tamal Krishna and others, Jew. They were Jew perhaps.
Yes.
They were also hippie. So many camps. Now, a very big preaching center. And from there he began to preach in Los Angeles, New York, here, there, then England, and in whole world. In couple of years, he established hundreds and thousands of preaching centers. Even on the top of mountains, in midst of
ocean.
Jungle, on the midst of ocean, everywhere in villages also, very miracle. And he, up till now, he has translated so many books. Every month he used to give me letters. About 500 letters he gave me. So much time he has requested me, you should come with me and preach with me. I told Prabhu, I am with you, but now I am serving my Gurudev. There are so many liabilities. So after some time I may come. So what he wanted, I used to send him Kartal, coal, DTs.
Pera.
Even Pera Mathura, very, very tasteful. He was very fond of
sweet
foods. And he used to cook so well. He used to cook himself so many delicious things and offer to deities. Thus, in couple of years, everywhere preaching centers and so many authorized books like translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam with his purport, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book, so many books.
Gita
as it is, so many books. And thus, by book. The books were distributed in the whole world, and thus in couple of years he became like world preacher. I'm very indebted to him. By his mercy only I have served him a little, but that is why everywhere in the world they call me, they respect me, they hear me, and by his grace, so many disciples now coming. It is not due to me, no qualification, but yet only by the serving of my Gurudev and Swamiji. Now everywhere Pichis Center also, I have written more book than Swamiji even, and he tour in world 16 or how many times?
14.
And up till now I have traveled 24 times. I think that what he has traveled in world, now I am going more other countries also.
China,
in Russia he went. China and other countries also, where he could. Perhaps he went to New Zealand or not?
Yes.
Fiji?
Yes.
Brazil?
So, I am going only by his grace. I think it was very miracle. Without the power of Krishna, anyone cannot do like this. So, Pujjapa Siddhar Maharaj also told, and I also told, his special any power of Krishna. That is, he preached our whole world. And a revolution comes in religious things. Today is his departure day from this world. I give my word. Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. He should be happy to me and merciful to me, and he should give me as he was powerful, so that I can preach my Guru and his patience everywhere. Gau Premanande. Now I am requesting Padmanabh Maharaj. In the last. When he returned back to India, I was alone person that I went to airport to welcome him, and he became very happy. And one of his disciples,
Kirtanananda
was his thing. And then he gave sannyas to him. I was there, and with me he sent Kirtanananda here and there for preaching. He used to tell that, Bombay is my head office. Naudeep is my Sadhan Bhumi, Bhajan Bhumi. And Vrindavan, my transcendental abode here. Also he used to tell that India has eyes, but not, he cannot walk. Leg. And Western countries, America,
blind.
Is blind, but he can walk. So, India sitting on the
shoulders.
They can move here and there. What is meaning? Bhakti Siddhant only, by which anyone can be liberated from this world, and they can be happy forever. Only India can do. So India is guru of whole world in this respect. But India is very poor. He cannot do anything. So Western countries are very rich. So we both, if helping each other, if you will, they preach bhakti everywhere, oh, it will be successful. I see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that so many West Gauranga, white complexion person from West will come, and here all Indians both will do Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And we see now everywhere, oh, more than Indians here are Western devotees. Only I think that who are coming to me only due to Swamiji, by his books and everything. So today we are giving Pushpanjali in lotus feet. He should be merciful to all.
आपने अपने हाथ से उनकी समाधि दी थी. आपने अपने हाथ से उनकी समाधि दी थी.
हाँ, इनसे छूट गया. In the last fight he was in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram temple, he called. I went there. He had just stopped to speak anything. And he was lying down. All were doing slow kirtan. I went there, and seeing me, he began to weep. And he took my hands in his hands and told that you should sit on my bed. But I did pranam, and another chair was given, then I sat there. Then he began to talk. Oh, I have done something wrong. Aparad. I have told something that Gaudiya Mathwala always taking prasadam and sleeping, doing nothing. But really it was not my wish to tell like this. Only I have told that for inspire my devotees. So, excuse you and tell my God brothers to excuse me. I beg excuse. And one thing more, I want that you should with your own hand give my samadhi, and you should organize my birat
Mahotsav.
And what you will say, my disciples will pay to all Vaishnavas, money or anything. I told that you should not worry. I will do. He told that, oh, Prabhu, you should. I have brought so many Western devotees. And in Bengali he told that I have brought so many monkeys from here and there. I could not properly train them. So please, you should help them. I told them, I surely will do. What can I do? And I will give you samadhi with my own hand. At that time his god brother Ban Maharaj was there. And there were so many respected persons. But why he told me to give his samadhi myself? And why he told that you should help my devotees? It may be something he knew that he can do. So I went to Western country first time to see the places where he has gone. It was like a pilgrimage for me. I went there and saw everywhere. All places were telling, oh, here Swamiji has come and preached. And that, why he told? It may be something mysterious. And I did all these things. I think that he will be happy that I am preaching here and there. And inspiring his all disciples who are like dead, no
life.
Yeah. Life. You can see all
alive.
So many, especially senior devotees who left ISKCON and they became Grihastha. I went there everywhere and inspired them. In England, in America, in Australia, Fiji, New Zealand, everywhere I went. And all disciples of senior disciple and sincere, they were attracted to me. I helped them. Even today I am helping them. Gaur Premanande. In a letter, he wrote, once I wrote something. And in reply to that letter, he told me, wrote me, our relations are transcendental,
eternal,
and eternal. As my relation is with Prabhupada, eternal and transcendental. My relation with you, same thing. He has not written any one of his disciples. Not anyone. But I think ISKCON leaders are kritagna.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. I served him so much. Still now I am glorifying everywhere.
In Bombay court case.
In Bombay court case, day and night going there.
So many times.
I helped him, them so much. But they fear that, oh, Narayan Maharaj will become president of ISKCON. And he will take his whole power. I don't want your disciples. You should take money from them and I will teach them what is bhakti. I will give bhakti and you should take money. But you should also allow them to come to me and to learn something. But they fear that, oh, he will take all disciples. No will come to us and thus we will be like zero.
Hopeless.
I told that I don't want to make this. Gaur Premanande. No. Something here.
How long he was in Mathura before Sannyas and after Sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya?
Yeah. At about 10, you should continue. There are so many. And even again in evening, about 5 I will come. And others will have chance.
Should I speak now? Or should I speak? Or Shamarani should speak first? Which?
Oh, better you should. You.
Most senior.
He is senior most here.
First of all, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Vishnu Guru Deva. Nityananda Pravishna, all Vishnu Father, I spoke to the Sri Marshall of the Bhakti Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Vishnu Guru Deva. All Vishnu Father, I spoke to the Sri Marshall to Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all the participants of session and all the external devotees.
I don't know, what is your question?
First, I'll begin to the sentence that Gurudev left off on regarding my being a holy seeker. About 10 years ago, I said to Gurudev that 12 years ago, I said, in this one, I feel like I'm a senior, because I was the second lady who joined. There was only about 10 other devotees there. But in your association and your sangha, I feel junior to junior. So Gurudev said, yes, you are just a newborn baby. And then he said, when you look this way towards the people, you should think you know something. And when you look this way towards the guru, you should think I know nothing. So Srila Gurudev is going around the world glorifying Srila Prabhupada by explaining his Pranam mantra.
But
after
your class, I have given class.
Yeah. And very, if anybody doesn't have this,
you want to hear
Gurudev's lectures.
Yes, I
Pranam mantra. So he often requests us to speak about Srila Prabhupada's glories through the meaning of his mantra. As Srila Gurudev explained in Gopinath Bhavan, what is that Gauravani that our Srila Prabhupada is preaching? He quotes several verses in that regard. And he says, you have to know all this Gauravani, all these vanis, so that you can preach strongly and glorify Srila Prabhupada in this way. The first verse he quotes is Arajya Bhagavan Vrajaya Tanaya Saddam Abhindavanam Ramya Karchirupasanam Kharadaru Varmeya Jakobika Srimaya Bhagavatam Pramanamakam Prema Kumartam Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mataminam Tatragaram Naparam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, says that my only worshipable deity is, my only worshipable, Arajya Bhagavan, is Vrajesha Tanaya, the son of Nandan Maharaj, the son of Yasoda.
Yes,
and
I have,
his dham, Vrindavan dham, which is not different from him.
Oh.
Is also my worshipable deity.
Also, this year,
not Krishna in Dwapara, not Krishna in Mathura, but Krishna in Vrindavan, the son of Mother Yasoda,
so
who came out weeping, can I?
Like younger devotees,
and couldn't even roll over without her coat. That Krishna, who is defeated by Subal Saka and Sridhar in a very good matches, that Krishna who offers his head at the feet of Srimati Radhika, that Krishna is my worshipable deity. And the process of worship that I adopt is that which, as Srila Prabhupada said in his own words, has been manufactured. Javargena Jakopita has been manufactured by the gopis. And what is the evidence of this? Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Krishna himself says in the Bhagavatam that your devotion to me, he tells the gopis, your devotion to me is so great that I have no capacity to repay it. Even if I have a lifetime of Brahma, I will not be able to repay it. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, this is the teachings, the vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the opinion of Mahaprabhu, and I have no interest to hear any other's opinion. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse so many times in his books and lectures. Even at the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or Bhagavad Gita, in the preface, he quotes the second Gauravani, which is Jeto Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahagavadni Nirvapani. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Srisha Chastakam, this is great contribution. Nobody could think like this before he came. Nam Namakari Bhavodharani Jisarva Shakti. So many devotees brought the name and preached the name and sang the name, like Kumar Maharaj got his fellow students to chant, Ramchandra gave the name, Valmiki gave us Ram Nam also. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Lord has so many names, which has the power according to the form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Radhakant, Radharaman, Gopinath. So in Mahaprabhu's teaching of the name, he gives what no other incarnation or acharya ever gave before, since the last previous day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave the same thing. That is, he gave prem, sneha, man, rab, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and even touching of Madanaki Mahabhav to be able to serve Srimati Radhika and her happiness facing happiness and her sadness facing sadness. And Trinada Visumi Chena. So many devotees were humbled. Kalada Maharaj was so humbled. He tolerated the beatings of his father. But nobody is so humble like Srimati Radhika and the gopis, as explained in Venugit, in Gopinit. And this is the platform of humility that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. I don't want any beautiful husband or wife. I don't want any wealth. I don't want any followers. What do I want? The bhakti that is in the heart of Srimati Radhika and her maidservants. That bhakti I want to serve. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Shikshastra, gave that highest love. And then the other verse, Anartha Chirin Chirat Kurunayala Tintun Kalo Samar Pagitam Nagokulara Sams to Bhakti Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, he came to give what no other incarnation or acharya ever gave for a long, long time. For billions and billions and billions of years, since the previous day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself. And what love did he come to give? What love did Srila Prabhupada come to give? Puna Ojavarasam. Swabhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. He came to taste the love of Srimati Radhika, because he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radhika, with her complexion. And he came to give Svabhakti Sriyam, the treasure. That treasure is locked. And only in his followers, Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers, is that treasure house, that Sriyam, that Sovam, that beauty. The beauty of the creeper. Srimati Radhika is the reaper, Krishna is the tree, and Radhika is the tree creeper that's wrapped around or embracing that tree of Krishna. And the gopis are so many leaves and flowers and fruits and manjaris. And when the air plays with the creeper, then the leaves dance and the flowers dance and everybody is happy along with the creeper. When the bee comes to sit on the manjaris sway back and forth, no, no. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that Kartajvava-shakita, that following of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Srila Prabhupada also, he said in the preface of his Nectar of Instruction that the Krishna Consciousness Movement is founded under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. All Gaudiya Vaishnavas are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunathas Goswami, and therefore one of the greatest Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, prays. This is all in Srila Prabhupada's preface. He prays, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Koyve Aputi Kavi Ama Puja Vase Jubilar Kiriti. When will that day be mine that I can understand the loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates through the literatures of Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami and all the Goswamis. Another Gauravani that Srila Prabhupada spreads in all of his lectures, his letters, and all of his books is the establishment of that verse by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Amnaya Brahma Tattvam Hareya Diva Paramam, that those Vedic literatures that are accepted by the Guru Parampara coming through Lord Brahma and then Madhvacharya through Madhavendra Puri, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepted by the six Goswamis and their followers, that is accepted as the evidence for the absolute truth. And what is that absolute truth? That Krishna, Vrijendranandan Chana Sundar, is the supreme absolute reservoir of all incarnations of all worlds and the Lord of all lords. Moreover, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. He is the embodiment of all transcendental mellows. All living entities, whether conditioned or liberated, are his parts and parcels. Those who are conditioned are under the influence of Maya, and those who are liberated are free from Maya and serving in his abode. The living entities and material energy are all simultaneously one with and different from him. The only process to achieve him, the only sadhana, is pure devotional service. And the ultimate goal of that sadhana is priti, or transcendental love, on the level of Raja Bhakti. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, this is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the fortunate living entities. And then Gurudev, he had me speak on this in Badger, what is that Gauravani that our Srila Prabhupada came to teach? And then as I was saying this, he started saying, and Gauravani is the Rathiyatra Prasanna, the subject matter of Rathiyatra, which is so exalted, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reliving Srimati Radhika and the gopis meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra. And within that, Hare Panchami, where Vrindavan is established as so far superior to dwarf or any other abode, and the gopis are established as far superior to the queens, who are nothing but the expansions of Srimati Radhika. Then he called out, and Rai Ramananda Sambhai, that is also Gauravani. Within Rai Ramananda Sambhai, Sri Rai Ramananda tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that only by the mercy of the Sakis can Radha and Krishna's pastimes be nourished and can they be broadcast all over the world. So we see that Srila Prabhupada established Chaitanya Charitamrita not only in English, with the commentaries of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his own divine commentaries, but he had it translated in over 50 languages all over the world, as he did with Srimad Bhagavatam. He established Jagannath worship all over the world, first in San Francisco in 1967. In January, he went to San Francisco, and he engaged even smokers in one smoker and his wife in carving the first Jagannath. And he even used Jagannath's head as an ashtray for his cigarettes. But Prabhupada knew how to engage everybody. And so then the second set of Jagannath deities made by that same devotee was sent to New York.
I'm preparing every day. Yeah, I'm preparing
every day. And he even ordered me, who I just did LSD, just coming out of LSD, meeting the whole lot, and to organize the Rathiyatra Festival in New York City, and even drew a flat truck with Lord Jagannath in his Fit for Your Drawings. So Prabhupada established Rathiyatra in all the major and minor cities of the world. Why? So that in the beginning they're pulling the car and saying, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jagannath is Swami Nayana Bhaktigami Bhavatame. But then why? So that they could come to read the Rathiyatra pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then they can come to read the Rathiyatra pastimes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. And then finally develop the love of the followers of the gopis, which is the original reason Jagannath appeared. So Srila Gurudev gave a little hint about the disappearance days of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada disappeared from our physical vision exactly 30 years ago today. And Srila Gurudev was giving a class in 1992 at our June Beach Temple. It's called June Beach Temple in Bombay. He was explaining how Srila Prabhupada is just like a mountain, because the mountain is so high, and anyone without any qualification can see the height of a mountain. But the depth of the mountain underneath the ground is very difficult to see. So how high was Srila Prabhupada? He brought hundreds of thousands of millions of illicit sex mongers, meat eaters, wine drinkers, all bad habits, hippies and watchies, and brought them to the door of Bhakti. He established hundreds of temples. He, as Srila Gurudev just explained, he translated and wrote commentaries to, and translated the commentaries of the previous acharyas of 12 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam and 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the Hindi publication group can identify with this, because Gurudev is always pressing, one book a week, and why isn't mine? Gaura Ganadesha Deepika already, Gurudev is coming from Dhonsi. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada does publish 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and 2 volumes of the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 2 months. And when the devotees told him that it's impossible, Prabhupada said, impossible is a word only in a fool's dictionary. So Gurudev is explaining that it's more easy to see the height, and he established so many gurukulas and brought so many children from materialistic homes to become devotees. And Prabhupada took their hand in his own hand and had them write A, B, C, and he fed them to Shana with his own hand. So this is the height of the mountain. But what is the depth of the mountain that Prabhupada came to give this very, very deep Gurumani, this Punat Bhotula Sam Suvasti Sriyam? And Gurudev explains how Prabhupada, who just heard, he ordered Gurudev to give him samadhi. So giving him samadhi, what does that samadhi mean? Gurudev said, Prabhupada understood what is the meaning of samadhi. Sama means the same, and di means intelligence. So Prabhupada, by entering samadhi, was entering, of course he was already in it, just like Uddhava, he's explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was teaching Vidura, on Vidura's request, it's explained in the Bhagavatam that Uddhava has simultaneously present in Goloka Vrindavan and simultaneously present on the earth.
That done,
so, similarly, Srila Prabhupada is present always in Goloka Vrindavan, the Guru Jornavati is in Zimbabwe, and also present on his earth simultaneously. So what does it mean, samadhi? That means he's entering, although he's already there, samadhi means that he's entering into that same mood as the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sometimes, so giving him samadhi, he put on anklets and samadhi mantras that he used to tell anybody about what those samadhi mantras were. Sindhu stands for so many things to decorate him to enter into Srimati Radhika's kunj to continue that service. So, Srila Gurudev said, if I could give one atom of that true conception of him to the world, I'll consider that my very best service to the world. He said,